It's been 12 years since voters approved an initiative requiring the state to fund 55% of the cost of public education. But Maine has never met that threshold. Instead, towns have increasingly had to raise property taxes and cut services in an effort to make up the difference. Now, a coalition of Maine students, parents, teachers, and community members is asking voters to weigh in again with a proposed 2016 ballot measure seeking to raise $110 million for public education by requiring the state's wealthiest residents to pay more in taxes. Jay Field has details.
Amanda Cooper teaches 8th grade English and social studies at Gorham Middle School. Cooper has been a classroom teacher in Maine for 15 years. When she started out, Cooper says her average class size was between 17 and 22 kids. Now, because of decreased funding, ed tech and teacher positions have been cut in recent years, and class sizes have jumped to as many as 27 students.
That's a lot of kids. Sometimes we don't have enough desks.
Cooper says that's made life in the classroom tough on Gorham Middle School's remaining teachers and their students.
That significantly impacts students, particularly special education students, who sometimes have some pretty significant needs.
These dynamics are playing out in countless schools and communities across the state, be they rural, suburban, or urban. Teresa Gillies has two kids in school in Brunswick, where she teaches music and her husband runs a tree care business. Her son, who's in junior high school, loves science.
They really have had to cut back on experiments in the junior high specifically. Just no funding to even keep the gas, hooked up in the science labs.
Gillies says Brunswick, like many communities in recent years, has had to raise property taxes in an effort to fill the gaps. But this dynamic is becoming increasingly unsustainable as many homeowners see their wages remain flat and the number of people living on fixed incomes in Maine goes up as the state's population continues to age.
Yeah, we really need to get more help funding our schools.
That reality has led Gillies and Amanda Cooper to throw their support behind a proposed citizens initiative designed to do just that. The Stand Up for Students campaign, launched Wednesday afternoon in Portland, asks voters to approve a measure to raise $110 million for Maine schools. Under the plan, wealthy Maine households would pay an additional $30 in taxes for every additional $1,000 they make over $200,000. The proposal, though, is likely to trigger a political fight at a time when Republican Governor Paul LePage is backing a voter referendum to eliminate the state income tax. The Maine Heritage Policy Center, a conservative think tank, and the group Maine Taxpayers United did not return requests for comment by airtime. John Costin, who supports the Stand Up for Students initiative, runs Veneer Services Unlimited, a small business in Kennebunk. I asked Costin what he would say to customers of his who might complain that it's simply unfair to make the state's wealthy residents responsible for making sure that Maine honors its pledge to pay 55% of the cost of public education.
Well, I would say that an investment in K-12 education is an investment that pays dividends to all Mainers. And unfortunately, the burden of not making that investment really falls the heaviest on the least affluent Mainers.
Supporters must collect 62,000 signatures for the Stand Up for Students initiative to appear on the November 2016 ballot. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.